No, okay, your first assignment, which is the HTML, is due tonight at midnight. Okay, now, if you are not going to get it in on time, I need an email saying, can I have a few more days? Okay, because basically I'm not, it's not automatic. But if you are having problems with it and you send me an email and say, can I have a few more days, the answer is yes. But I want to hear from you so that I know you're working on it. And I would like it by Sunday. So I'd like it Saturday night by midnight. That would be what I would like. Lindsay is going to be here this afternoon at 2. So if you're having problems, come and see her. If you're having problems, you can also email me or you can email her. But essentially, it is due tonight. And again, if you're responsible about it and say, I'm having problems, I'm working on it, can I have a couple of more days, then that's fine, okay? If it just shows up somewhere, then basically I make a note of that in that responsibility part of the grade, and you lose a few points there. I don't impact, when I grade an assignment, I don't show the grade as it having been late. I just have notes aside on the responsibility part of the grade, and if things are consistently late, then you're not what I consider responsible. If you're occasionally late, you're normal, so that's fine. But if you're consistently late, then you're not being responsible. Okay, yeah.
On quick quiz number one.
Yep.
Obviously, we could do it early.
Yes.
But I was wondering if it's going to have material from future classes, like next week on Tuesday, or...
No, I think you can do the stuff now, because this one doesn't get into access. So I think you can do it now. Even if it got into access, we're going to be there today. Okay, so what we're going to do is I'm going to go back over one more time the creation of the access database, because I got a lot of questions and because there were a lot of people that weren't here and because repetition is a lovely thing. So, I want you to find access. Now, we discovered on Tuesday that it may be slightly hidden, in which case you can type access down at the bottom and bring it up. It may be under the A's. On my machine, it is under Microsoft Office. So I go down to the M's, click on Microsoft Office, and then click on Access 2016. If you can't find it, then, as I said, you can go down to the magnifying glass at the bottom and type in access, and it will tell you where it is. But it is out there somewhere on your computer. If you are having trouble finding it, then put up your hands, and Lindsay will come over and help you. Okay? Yeah. No, don't bother. Let me walk around. I almost think patience will do it, but hit enter or something. Yeah, you can try that too. But that's patience is a virtue.
Did you want us to pull up?
Go ahead.
Who wants to pull up our table from
last? I'm going to create another one so we can just go along with that. Okay, so here is the way that access comes up. Okay, so there's access. What I want to do is I want to create a blank desktop because we're going to go and do it again. Here's the one that I created on Tuesday, sitting over there. So if you don't want to create a new one and you just want to bring that up and look at it as I'm doing it, because I'm going to recreate the same thing, then you can just click on your database and bring it up. Okay? So hopefully, if you sat at the same computer, it's there. If it's not, then click on Open Other Files, and then you can go and browse around and find the database. So open other files will do it, but if you're sitting at the same computer, you may indeed have it coming up. Okay, I'm going to do a blank database, so I'm clicking on blank desktop database. And this is the important thing to fill out, because now I get to choose what I want to call the database and where I want to put it. Okay, and the where I want to put it is important if I want to then move it to some other place or make a copy to some other place. So I'm going to call this second DB, since I called the last one first DB. I'm going to call this second DB, and I am going to click here, and I am going to put it out on my E drive. So I went and found my E drive, and then I am clicking OK, and it's coming back and telling me that it's going to be on my E drive. And again, I would bring a flash drive to class, and I would save these things that we do in class on the flash drive. If you don't have one, you can save it on the N drive, which you can access any place. Okay, and I was supposed to look that up and I forgot.
For some reason, the USB sticks don't work on this computer.
Yeah, it's a minor for mine.
What don't work?
The flash drive.
Yeah, some of the computers aren't for some reason. This one's not.
Oh, wonderful. Well, put it on the N drive, I guess, is the way to do it. I will tell the help
desk. You want to, like, access it
right, but the
N
drive you can access, too, so.
I sent you the email, by the way, so
okay, very good. So, I put it on the E drive because my flash drive works. Sorry about that. And I will ask them to look into why that's not working. But you can put it out on the N drive if you can't. And then I can always open it, because when I do a browse, you know, I can put it out on the N drive. Okay, now I'm going to create. So I'm hitting create, and it has made a database. Okay, so there is the database. Now, I don't like this particular way of having you enter information in, so what I do at this point is I want to change. So I come over here under File to the things that look like tools, and I click on, double click on that. And when I do that, it comes up and says, okay, what do you want to save your name, your table name is, and I'm typing Stu. Okay, so I'm basically redoing what we did on Tuesday, if I remember correctly. And then at that point, I'm going to hit OK. And notice that it now has a table over here called Stu, and it's given me this layout to create the table on. Question?
I can't bring up that tool.
Okay. So, when I get here, I'm going to make up my own ID. So I'm calling the first field student ID. Again, as we talked about, a database is a place to store data. And we store it in tables. And tables are made up of a lot of records that match this criteria. So I'm setting up the layout for the records. Okay? So I'm saying Stu ID, and then over here I am going to pick short text. As I said on Tuesday, you can pick number if you want to, but maybe I want to have letters in my ID or something like that. Short text lets me have any character in it. The size down below says 255. That's definitely too big, so I'm making it a 5. The other thing that I mentioned on Tuesday is I do not want to see embedded spaces in fields. So I don't want to see STU space ID. Okay, I want to not have embedded spaces. You can use camel case, so you can write STU, uppercase ID, or you can use an underscore, STU, underscore ID. You can do any of those kinds of things, okay? So I made it 5 characters. Now I'm going to put in the next field, which I'm going to call Stu Name. Okay, so there's Stu Name. I'm going to also make that short text, and this time I'm going to go with 50 to make it have a size of 50. Okay, then I'm going to do major. And major is also going to be a short text, and I'm going to make it 2 characters in length so that it can hold something like CIBU, that kind of thing, okay? So I can put that in. And then I'm going to come down here and say GPA. GPA is a numeric field, so I'm picking number, okay? And under GPA, when I go down to field size, the default is long integer. But that's not what I want, so I click the little arrow over to the side, and I'm picking single. Single is a small decimal. You could also click decimal. So I've clicked single there. And then the last field that I put on is number credits. So I called it NUM capital C, so I use camel case there to write num credits. Okay? And that is also going to be a number. So I come over here and pick number. And it is going to be just a plain integer, not a long integer, because you're not planning to take a million courses, okay? Or whatever the cutoff is for just plain integer to long integer. So I have now put integer there, and I have set up my table. Okay. So this is the layout of the table. Every single record on the table will have a space for ID, a space for name, a space for GPA, a space for number of credits, and I think I skipped major. But it will have all of those on it. And every single record will have them all. Now, do you have to put data in all of them? No. However, it will require that you put data in the STU ID, because STU ID is a primary key. And there's the primary key up there. So if you don't have the key beside it, you can click on primary key when you highlight student ID. Primary key is something that uniquely identifies the record. So every student is going to have a different ID. And primary key, putting the primary key symbol there, means that when you're entering data, it will not let you put an ID that you've already used in, because it has to be unique. And that is the thing that is going to uniquely define every record on the database table. Okay? Questions? So has everybody either from today or Tuesday got a table set up? Okay. So now if I come over here, this little icon up here is basically a toggle switch. If I click on it, it, right up here, it says, okay, you must save the table first, so yes, I'll save it. It shows the place where I can enter data. And if I already have data in there, it would show the data. if I click on the icon, which is now Tools, it brings up the layout. If I click on it again, it shows where I can put in data, and I can just toggle back and forth between the two things, showing the data and showing the layout. Okay, so now I'm putting in data, and we did that last time, and you can put in any data that you want. Okay, John Doe, major CI, GPA of 2.5, number of credits, 35. I can put in anything that I want. 12121, Susan Ash, CI 3.6, 15 credits, whoops. So I'm putting in data along here. And this one I'm going to make a BU. And basically what I'm trying to do is put in a variety of things. Okay, so I've got a bunch of data. I don't know if I've got a good enough examples or not, but I've got a bunch of data up there. I'm not hearing keying, so people must have some data in.
This is weird. It says it must be a valid number or something. Would it be his own? It's on the Stu ID field. So, and he can't even check his view. So, see what the. So, can you show her what you're trying to tell her? Okay, so now we have data. Okay, and again, when I toggle back and forth, I go back and forth and I can see the data
or not see the data. Okay, so now I'm going to close it up, and it is there. Okay, and if I click on Stu again, it will come up. Okay, so now we are going to, we've got a database, and the database might be a million records out there, maybe 100,000. We've got a lot of data. And the big thing is that now that we've got the data, we want to be able to access the data, and we want to be able to see the data that meets criteria that we set up. So I'm going to click on Create, and then I'm going to click on Query Design. Now, what did I just do? I have no idea what I clicked on at that point. Create and then Query Design, and that's what it should have done. Okay, so I'm saying Create, and then I click on Query Design. Okay, let me go back out. So I click on Create up at the top right next to Home, and then I click on Query Design. Okay, so it comes up, and the first question is, it asks you what table you would like to query. Well, I only have one table, so that's an easy answer. And I then tell it to add that. So I'm going to click on the add. And it then adds Stu, and then I'm closing it. So now I've got the student table sitting there. Okay, so the first question it asks me is what fields would I, I'm having a wonderful time with my clicking. Okay, I'm trying to, whoops, it really wants me to do that apparently. I'm really just trying to capture. I think it let me do that time, okay. That's all having to do with the smart board, nothing having to do with access that I was having problems with there. So now I've got all the names of the fields, and I need to tell it which ones I want to show in this query. Because in reality, I might have 20 fields out there, and I only want to see certain ones right now. So I can either double-click on the field that I want to see, or I can drag it down and drop it, or I can click on the arrow and select it. So I've got a bunch of ways that I can get stuff down there. I can drag it, I can double click on it, or I can click on this arrow beside it and it will show it. Now notice that these going across here, those are the names of the fields. And then it also gives me the name of the table. So it says these are all using the student table. And let's say I don't want GPA, but I want number of credits. So I've brought down four fields. And I happen to bring them down in order, but if for some reason I wanted to change the order, that's fine. It doesn't care.
How do you take things out if you put it in by mistake?
Yeah, right. I always have to stop and think about that. Cut.
Right,
that did it.
Cut.
Okay. So now I have got and said I want to see those four fields. So if I now go back over to my view that is under file, the toggle thing, and I click on view, it now shows me my records, but it doesn't show the GPA because I asked it to just show those four fields. So it's now showing those four fields. Okay? So now I'm going to go back to my click on the tools, and it comes back up again. And now I want to see only CI majors, I've decided. So I'm going to go over to the place under major, because this is the field that I want to check. I want to check it for CI majors. So I'm going to put a CI underneath here. And notice that line says criteria. So I'm putting a CI on the criteria line. Okay? So I am putting CI there. Now, notice that it took the CI and thought I meant something else, and I don't. So, in fact, I have to put it in quotes. If what I'm typing is something that it isn't going to get confused about, I don't have to put in the quotes. It will put in the quotes for me. But the quotes are needed one way or the other. So in this case, I just type quote, and I use double quotes. Quote, CI, close quote. Yeah.
What if, like for instance, my criteria has three letters because I have CIT majors and CIS?
Then you're going to...
Could I see both by just putting CI?
You can see both just... No, actually I don't think that will work.
So we'll
just no, but I'll show you how to do both in a few minutes.
Yep, that's fine.
Okay. Try it and see, but I don't think it's smart enough to be able to do that. Because it's looking for a literal. So it's looking for a little. It's looking for CI. And CI is a literal. And when we have non-numeric literals, we have to enclose them in quotes. Because if we don't enclose them in quotes, Access and the rest of the world will look for a field called CI or look for something called CI. If I wanted to put in a number, which we will put in a minute, I can just write the number. Because a numeric literal, it doesn't get confused about, because field names cannot just be a number. When I name something, I've got to have at least one letter in there. It can't be just a number. So it doesn't get confused if I enter the number 15. And in fact, I have to enter the number without quotes to tell it that it's a numeric field. So if I put the quotes around, it's a non-numeric. If not, I just put the number. And we'll see that in a minute. But for now, I want to go and run this. So I've now said I only want to see CI majors. When I click on view, that's all that comes up, is just CI majors. Okay? Yeah.
I'm having some trouble viewing it, someone else is viewing it, or I can't.
So, okay, I've only got CI majors. Now if I come over here, there it is, and I want to save this, I can click on the X over there. It says, do you want to save the design? Yes. And I'm going to call it CI major, because that's what I want, is CI majors. So watch what happens when I say okay on this. Okay, so I'm printing okay, and notice over on the side, it now has it saved under the label queries. So I now have a query. So anytime in the future when I just want to see CI majors, I can click on that query and it will show me CI majors.
It says it's already open or something. What does it say?
It says it's already open.
By another user or user interface or something.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, that's an undo. Okay, close to. That may be the message it's giving you on that.
Okay.
Yeah.
There we go.
it does not like it if you do a query and leave the table open. So I close the table, and I should have mentioned that. I close the table for a reason when I started doing the queries. Okay, for some reason, it's afraid of things getting messed up if it leaves the table open. Okay? Okay, so now I want to create another query. So I say create query design. I want to add stew table, and then I want to close. So I now have back to where I was before. So I'm going to bring down stew ID, stew name, major, GPA, and number of credits. So I'm taking them all down. And this time I want CI majors who have a GPA greater than 3. So I have put in two things here. Two criteria. I've said I want CI majors that have a GPA greater than 3. So it's going to go to my records and it's going to pick all the CI majors that indeed have a GPA greater than 3. Okay? So I'm going to go and look at that now. And when I click on view, those are the only two CI majors that I had that had a GPA greater than 3. Okay, so this was CI and greater than 3. Okay, I wanted CI majors that were greater than 3. So I've got those two things going on there. Okay. And whatever data you have, if you try it, presumably you'll get your records, whether it's a CI major with a GPA greater than 3. Okay. So now I'm going to save this one as well. So I'm saying, do you want to save it? Yes. CI greater than 3. And I'm saying okay, and I've now saved another one that has a CI greater than 3. Okay, and anytime I want to see it, I just have to click on it and it will come up. Okay, so I am going to go back and look at that, so I'm clicking on it and I'm going back over to here. So now I have two criteria that I want, and they're both on the criteria line, and they are in what we call an AND relationship. Okay, these are in a AND relationship. It has to be CI and greater than 3. These are in an AND relationship. So now we're going to look at logic a little bit. Yay, I am drawing a logic flowchart. And that diamond is a place where I will put a decision. So my decision is going to be, is the major equal to CI? Okay? And if the major is equal to CI, I can follow the yes branch. If it's not, I follow the no branch. And in logic with computers, you tend to have yes or no, unless you're into artificial intelligence. Okay, the world is a yes or no question world. So I'm saying if it's yes, it is equal to CI, then I'm going to ask the question, is the GPA greater than 3? And if the answer to that is yes, I want to display. So I want to show the record. So if the major is CI and the GPA is greater than 3, I want to show the record. if the major is CI, but the GPA isn't greater than 3, I want to do nothing. Okay? Now, notice how I drew that. The no has nothing on it, and I connected the yes-no answers to indicate that that question was done. So I connected the yes-no answers. Now, over here, if I get a no, I also have nothing to do, and I connect it like that. So this is an and relationship. It is saying both of these things have to be true in order to display. Okay, so it's an and relationship. Questions? Okay. Honest, no questions? Now we're going to do something a little bit different. If I take this greater than 3, and instead of putting it on the criteria line, I put it down on the OR line. Okay, notice this is the OR line. So now I've established an OR relationship. And the question you asked about testing for 2 things, this fits there. You can put them both under the major, and they'll go in like that. Okay, so now I've got an OR relationship. I am saying, is the major equal to...
I'm just wondering if that could see it better. There's a lot of light coming in, and I'm just looking at that. Are you guys having a hard time seeing that? No, you're good.
Thank you anyway. I thought I'd lost it. No, because I've lost electricity. It's still showing here. Okay, so now I'm saying the major has to be CI or the GPA has to be greater than 3. Either one. Don't care which one. Yeah.
How do you get back to where you're at? Because I have CIT GR3 selected.
Okay.
But I can't go to design.
Up here, the toggle shouldn't be working.
Oh, okay.
And it can go back and forth between design and data.
Okay.
Using the toggle, did it?
Yep.
Okay.
Thanks.
Okay, so now I've got an OR relationship. So we're going to go and look and see what I got for results. So if I come over here and click on view, I am seeing either CI majors or somebody that got a GPA greater than 3.2. So these are all CI majors. This one got on the list because it was greater than 3. Okay, because it was a BU major, so it didn't get on the list because of the major. It got on my list because it was greater than 3. Because I said either CI or GPA greater than 3. Okay, so that made it to my list because it had greater than 3. So now I'm going to go back, and the flow chart for this, I am going to ask, is the major equal to CI? And if it is, then I want to display. If it's not, then I have a second chance. Is the GPA greater than 3? And if the GPA is greater than 3, then I am going to display. If the answer is no, I've run out of chances, and I'm just going to close it up. Okay? And then I back up to the next decision and I close that up. So I've closed up both So this is the logic for an OR relationship. Because I'm saying either major is CI or GPA is greater than 3. I only care about the GPA if the major isn't CI. If the major is CI, I'm all set. I only care if it's not, yeah.
What would happen in the major category if you wanted CI or business? How would
you then you can put the OR down beneath it on the next line.
On the OR, okay.
Yep. So, if I want 3 things in an OR relationship, or if I wanted 3 things in the AND relationship, I can put them all going across on the criteria line. If I want 3 things in the OR relationship, I can add down, drop down, and treat this line down here as another OR. So it lets me take the line beneath it that doesn't have any words on it as another OR. So let's say that you want to do CI majors or GPA greater than 3 or number of credits greater than 15. Try that. So I want CI or GPA greater than 3 or number of credits greater than 15. And you may not get any different data because that may not work terribly well at getting different records.
It worked. Now I was allowed to put it on like the same line. I don't know if I shouldn't do that. Like that's a bad.
No,
habit.
That will turn it into ands if you put it on the same line.
But I mean, like, one's in the GPA column, one's in the credits column. So I just put it on the same. You know what I mean?
No,
no, I don't know what you mean.
No, I'm saying like he put on the same line where it says greater than 3.
Yes.
Next to it, he put 15.
Greater than 15.
That would treat it as an and. That would treat it as an and.
That will treat it like an and.
Yeah.
Okay, so I need to put it one.
You need to put it.
Yeah.
If you put the greater than 15 up here, how does it read it? It reads it as CI and either, and rather and, those 2 things.
Yeah.
Okay, so if the right way of doing it is to put it down on the next line, and we'll look at it the right way and the wrong way in a minute. But the right way is to put it down here. So I'm saying CI or greater than 3 or greater than 15. And that will work. Okay? And hopefully we'll actually end up getting somebody different. But not really. Yeah, we picked up the BU.
Oh, we did.
We picked up the BU because this BU was there because greater than 3, but this one wasn't greater than 3. But it was greater than 15 over on the 28, and so it picked up. So we got lucky and got one added to my list that, okay, so this is CI, or this, or that. So any of the 3 meets my criteria. Okay, now if I'd gone back, and the question you asked was putting it up here. Okay? And that doesn't do the 3 ORs. When I put it up there, what I've got is CI or greater than 3 and greater than 15. because those are on the same line, so they're and. So it becomes, it's got to be a CI major who has both a GPA greater than 3 and number of credits greater than 15. Okay, so let's go and look at the output of that. So I'm clicking on it. And notice that the BUs are not showing up. Because apparently we didn't have anybody that was greater than 3 and greater than 15. So the BUs are not showing up. Okay, so I'm going to go back and take out the greater than 15 and put it back down in the right place and see what we missed. This should not have that note there anymore. So indeed the BUs didn't, because when I was looking for greater than 3 in the GPA and greater than 15 in the num of credits, okay, this one is not greater than 3 even though the number of credits is. So that's a no. And the Jane Doe is greater than 3, but the credits aren't greater than 15. So that's a no. And so those are not going to show up if I do the greater than 3 and the greater than 15. Okay? So you got to be careful with your ands and your ors. Okay? So if I go back, this one is 3 questions, and I'm going to start getting lazy on you and just write CI, knowing that that means is the major equal to CI, but I'm starting to get lazy. Okay, so that's a display. The ISP works. If it's a no, then I'm asking, is it greater than 3? And if the answer is yes, I'm displaying. If the answer is no, I'm asking, is it greater than 15? And if it's yes, I display. And if it's no, I'm out of chances. So then I take the bottom decision and join its yes and no. I back up one, take the next decision and join its yes and no. Back up, the yes and the no comes down through there, and that's how I end it. Okay, so that is the greater than 15. Okay, and then we'll look at the one where we moved it up a line and saw something different, yeah.
Wouldn't the CI display also be connected to the greater than 3 if we're doing the chart? Because it can be a CI major while also being greater than 3.
Right, but if they're a CI major, I don't care.
Oh, okay.
Because I said CI major or greater than 3 or greater than 15.
If they're a CI major,
they're going to show up anyway, so I don't care.
Okay.
Okay. So the first thing it did is, if it was a CI major, it said, fine, that should be displayed. If it wasn't, it said second chance. Is GPA greater than 3? If that's true, display that as well. If that's not true, third chance. Is the number of credits greater than 15? If it is, display that as well. Okay? So that's how that works. Okay, now, if I come back and move that greater than 15 up a line, okay, then what I've got there is, if it's CI, then I'm displaying. don't care about anything else if it's CI. If it's not CI, then I'm going to ask, is the GPA greater than 3? And if the answer to that question is yes, I also have to ask, is the number of credits greater than 15? Okay? So I'm going to ask, is the num credits greater than 15? And if the answer to both of those is yes, then I end up displaying. Okay? If I get a no to this, it's not going to show up. I do nothing, meaning it won't be displayed. And if I get a no to this one, it will also not be displayed. And then this one really has to kind of go over and down because I didn't do a terribly great drawing job. But anyway, that's where it goes. Okay. So I've said if it's CI, display. If it's not, then both of those have to be true in order to display. And if either of them is not true, it will not display. And you saw that because the BUs didn't display in this particular example. Questions? Okay, if I was doing this for real, I would have made my yes go out further so that I could have had a straight line going down and it would have looked a lot prettier, but since I wasn't paying attention to my lines, we've got an interesting line there. Okay. So now I'm going to close this. I'm going to close this one, and well, okay, I'll just save it the way it is. Or I think I just closed it without saving it. Whatever. I have no idea what I just did. Now we're going to look at another way of doing one. So we're going to say create query design, and I'm adding it and closing it. And I'm going to again bring down all the fields. Okay, now what I want to do here is I want CI majors. And either GPA greater than 3 or number of credits greater than, let's say, 25. Okay, so I want everybody that's a CI major that either has a GPA greater than 3 or number credits greater than 25. Try to figure out how you could do that. And then I'll look at the solution in a minute. Well, I'm hoping a bunch of people get it wrong at the beginning. And then test it and see if your experiment works. Thank you. Okay, did everybody get a chance to try something? Okay, I'm hoping you'll get it wrong the first time. So, what do I put up here? If I want to do this, where would I put what? Somebody want to tell me? Yeah.
So, in criteria, you put CI and then for the GPA.
Wait a minute. So I'm putting the CI there, yeah?
Yep. GPA on the same line, you put greater than 3.
Okay.
And then on the line below it, on number of credits, in the OR, yeah, you put greater than 25.
Is he right?
That's what I did.
He's wrong. That's what everybody does at the beginning, so don't feel alone. Did anybody not do that?
At first, I put the 3 in the 25 one below, but then I got a BU major, so I put the 3 back up.
3 had to be up there, yeah.
Okay.
I put the CI was the same for me, but in the GPA, I put greater than 3 on the OR, and then on the number of credits, I put one line lower,
I don't think so. I think I followed you.
Is it criteria 25 and or greater than 3 GPA?
No. Yeah.
I left criteria blank, and then I put the CI on two lines of or, and then I put on the first or greater than 3, and then on the second row.
You're close, but you didn't have to leave the blank line. It would have worked without the blank line. But you're closer than anybody. Yeah.
On criteria, you would put CI on, on major? On the major line, you would put CI on the criteria and the OR line.
Yes. Yeah, no, that's what he just said, only he skipped a line. Yes, because what you have here is when it evaluates this, it's going to say CI and GPA greater than 3, or just number of credits greater than 25. Mm-hmm. It's going to say or just number of credits greater than 25. So that can be for CI majors or BU majors. Anybody that has number of credits greater than 25. So, as somebody suggested, or somebody's suggested, if I put the CI down here, now I've covered myself, because I have CI and GPA greater than 3, or CI and number of credits greater than 25. Does that make sense? Yeah. No, but that's typically what usually, when I put out a problem like that, that's usually, so that's why I said I was hoping you got it wrong. So thank you for doing that. Because I really didn't want the right answer coming out first. Yeah.
That's why it's important to have different data, because I would have never known, because I didn't have anyone who wasn't CI over 25.
Okay,
so
right.
I would have never known it was wrong.
That's right.
So often somebody like BU over 25.
Yeah, right. Right. To test it, you really needed to have somebody that had a BU major that was greater than 3 and greater than 25 and see if they were going to show up or something like that. Okay. So that's the logic that goes with that one. Okay, so now I'm going to draw the flowchart for that. And the flowchart for this is the first question I ask is it a CI? And if the answer is yes, okay, then I ask, is the GPA greater than 3? And if the answer to that is yes, I want a display. Okay, I want a display. If it's a CI major, with a GPA greater than 3, I want a display. But if it's a CI major and it doesn't have a GPA greater than 3, I've got one other chance, and that is the number of credits greater than 25? And if the answer to that is yes, I also want a display. Okay, so I'm also displaying if that is true. if I get a no to that, then I run out of chances. And so I just close up and I'm not displaying. If I get finished this, I join these down here so that after the display I'm done. If it is not a CI major, then I do not want to display, so I come down here. So what I've got there is, if it is a CI major, I continue. If not, I'm out of here. It has to be a CI major. If it's a CI major, I have two possibilities. Is the GPA greater than 3, or is the number of credits greater than 25? And the key thing that I had to do is, since I want CI to always be true, it had to be on both lines. Okay, because I want it always to be true. Yes, no, maybe? Mm-hmm. Okay, and I have no idea what we're going to get when we run this, but we will see. Okay. Maybe we will and maybe we won't. Why is it not doing that? Run, okay. Run is your alternative. All my CIs, this one, they're always CIs. These two have the GPA greater than 3. This one had the number of credits greater than 25. Okay. This one, in fact, had both. But I don't care. As long as I get the GPA, I don't care about the number of credits. Okay? Because I said one or the other. Yeah.
Does it matter if you switch the GPA and credits in the flowchart?
No.
It doesn't matter?
No. No. I just said those first, so I wrote it the way I said it, but no, it doesn't matter. Okay? Questions? Okay, the next one. I'm going to actually save this. So this one is CI and either, because I asked two questions. Okay, so now I'm going to create a query design, add, close, bring down. Oh my, I have no idea what I just did, but I don't really want to fix it. So I'm going to say create again, because it will be good. I'm doing very well here. Remove table. Either my mouse or I are not functioning. Look at that.
I think you're just clicking it too slow.
Apparently I am. All right, let's try that one more time. Create, query design, patience. Okay, add, close, bring down stu ID, bring down stu name. I'll drag them down as opposed to clicking, since I seem to be over exuberant on my clicking. Okay, so now what I want is CI majors with a GPA that is greater than 3, and BU majors with number of credits greater than 20. Okay, so try that. You have an interesting look.
Just making sure. So So a CI with GPA greater than 3 or BU?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
CI or BU, the number of credits greater than 20. Yeah.
So would this one still start off as a yes or no question, or would CI go one way and BU go the other?
The way I do it is CI would go one way, and then if I got a no to CI, I'd ask BU. Okay? That's a good point. Try drawing the flowchart to this, too. Don't just put it up. Try drawing the flowchart for this. Good idea.
Can I do it?
You can do it on paper. If I were you, I would draw the flowchart on paper. It's a very time-consuming problem to draw it in an app. Now close that
I need my
because it really doesn't like to have that potato. So close that.
Yeah, it could be better or bad.
No.
Depending on how you look at it.
Yeah, depending on who you are and how you look at it.
Would choose say close. So now you've got that. Okay, so you can't put the little GPA. Right, because you're in the GPA column, so you're going to get rid of that whole
thing. Thank God. And I'm just ready for this.
So now, okay.
I bought an email just so I could learn how to my friend and please get it. This $2 spent on the
So I'm going to put what? CI goes where?
Criteria.
Criteria. What else goes on criteria? Huh?
Greater than 3.
Right.
Yeah.
Greater than 3 here. And now what do I do?
On or and major, so BU. And then greater than 20 on credits.
Yep.
Boom.
Okay. So that's what I'm looking for. And I don't know why I keep getting the property sheet, but anyway.
My chart was
on. Oh, I do know why. It's right down beneath there. Okay, so now we look at that, and we see people that met that criteria. CI is got a GPA greater than 3, and BU has number of credits greater than 20. So it's a little hard to see, but I will get rid of the notes. And now, okay. So BU had greater than 3. So now if I go back and draw the flowchart for this, I am going to have, okay, is it CI? If the answer is yes, then is, wait a minute, then is the number of, the GPA rather, is the GPA greater than 3, and if the answer is yes, I am displaying. Notice whenever I said display, I'm putting a parallelogram. I at one point put a rectangle, which you can get away with, but it should be a parallelogram. And parallelograms are used for I/O. So input or output. Yeah. Sorry. Now, can you see?
You want me to put off a set of lights? I can put off
second,
one.
Second one
says
GPA. GPA greater than 3. It may be my handwriting, you can't read. Okay. Don't forget, these notes will go up tonight, so you don't have to get them all down because they'll be up on the website tonight. Okay? So if it's not greater than 3, I'm done. Because I said, if it's CI, test when if it's greater than 3. Well, if it's not greater than 3, it is still CI, so I have nothing to do. So if I get a no to this, I'm going to ask, is it BU? And if the answer to that is yes, then I'm going to I'm going to ask the question, is the number of credits greater than 20? And if the answer to that is yes, then I display. If the answer is no, I do nothing. And if it's not BU, I do nothing. Because I said it had to be CI or BU. Okay. Now, on Tuesday, I'm going to break you up into groups of 3. So position yourselves that way. And I'm giving you a group project to work on where I'm giving you a bunch of queries and you have to figure in a bunch of output and you have to figure out what query meets the output and all that good stuff. Okay, so we're going to do that on Tuesday. Continuing on looking at queries, but taking that approach to it. You have a database up there, assignment. You have a database assignment. So if you do that this weekend, it will make life easier for you on Tuesday as well. So I would suggest doing it this weekend. Okay, I'm done. On your mark, get set. Are you ready? Are you sure you're ready? You're sure you're ready? Because you've just been acting like you weren't ready to go. All right, now you can go.
Will I email you to request until Saturday?
Until Saturday, like it says, right? So I have a chance to look at it on Sunday.
Okay, so post it on Saturday night. Send an email,
yeah.
Like you download it.
Yeah, you're going to have to download it.